Welcome back to Parkview Field. This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser on the pregame show, joined by Lansing Lugnuts right-hander Matt Fields. Matt, yesterday, 6 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, a fine start out of you. How'd you feel when you took the mound?
Yeah, I felt really good, actually. My bullpen before the game, me and Tony kind of talked some things over and changed my mechanics just a little bit to get my arm up a little bit. And that just helped me be a little more consistent throughout the game and, you know, kept my mechanics the same throughout, and it worked out.
You hear that about changing arm angle. So getting that arm up, what exactly did that do for you?
It just creates more angle on the ball. And my elbow drops, the ball gets flat. It still runs, but it's a bad run. I want to get my arm up, it runs and sinks. So that helps me get ground balls and stay down in the zone.
We got those ground balls, and also your slider was working too, and that appears to be your strikeout pitch so far.
Yeah, it does. Yesterday I had a really good feel for my slider. I could throw it for strikes or, you know, put away pitch with 2 strikes. I like to go to that to kind of a change of pace. I'll throw that sinker from time to time, and then when it's, you know, time to get somebody out, I need a strikeout, that's where I go to.
This is your second year in the Toronto Blue Jays organization. You were drafted last year out of Gonzaga University. How'd you find out that the Blue Jays had drafted you?
Just listening to the draft, one of those things on the computer, hanging out in Spokane after the season was over, college season at least.
Was it a tough decision to whether or not to sign with Toronto?
No, absolutely not. I was a senior, so I didn't have another choice. So I wanted to play, so here's your plane ticket, let's go.
Well, off you went to the Gulf Coast League, and last year you were just brilliant, a 1.22 ERA. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, I was very satisfied my first year. I just kind of went down there and didn't really change much from college. Just go after guys. I know there's a lot of young guys in the GCL, high school kids, a lot of Latin players. So the biggest thing for me was just get ahead of guys and let my pitch work and, you know, let them get themselves out.
How did you spend the off season?
I went back to Spokane at Gonzaga. Worked out with a couple of buddies who got drafted last year. One with the Giants, one with the Dodgers. They're both pitchers too. So we were able to work out together and kind of go through our routine. And it's nice having somebody there with you to push you a little bit. You don't get too lazy on yourself.
Matt, how long have you been a full-time pitcher? When did you make that transition?
After high school, first year in college. I think I hit for the first 2 weeks of Gonzaga, and then it was too much. I just wasn't a good enough hitter. So,
what position did you play up until then?
Shortstop. I was a pitcher and shortstop. Yeah, I could have went to community college, played shortstop a little bit, but I knew I wasn't a good enough hitter.
Pitcher's been your meal ticket so far. Matt Fields, the right-hander, joining us on the pregame show here, Lansing Lugnuts, against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. What have your impressions been of the Midwest League so far? What's the difference between Midwest League hitters and those Gulf Coast League hitters from last year?
So far, I love the Midwest League. The atmosphere is great, especially compared to the Gulf Coast League. You're down there, not a lot of fans up here. You get a couple thousand each night. As far as the hitters go, they're a little more disciplined. That's what I've noticed. They lay off the balls in the dirt a little more. You have to be a little more fine with your pitches. If you leave something up, they're going to make you pay for it. So,
do you have any goals entering this year?
Not specific goals. Just game to game, going out there, give the best shot, and giving the team a chance to win.
Well, have you been working with Antonio Casas, your pitching coach, on anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Tony, I mean, every bullpen I throw, he's there with me. We kind of go over things and, you know, talk about the last start and things I need to work on a little bit. Coming into the season, I needed to work on my changeup quite a bit. So we've gone over that, and I'm trying to throw 10 to 15 a game just to get that, make that a better pitch. So I think we've done a good job so far.
You grew up in Washington, Everett, Washington. Were you a Mariners fan?
Absolutely, yeah. Grew up a Mariners fan, 95, 97 teams. They went to the playoffs.
Who was your hero?
Randy Johnson back then. But you know, all the guys, A-Rod and Ken Griffey Jr., those guys are idolized growing up.
Fine team to, and if not a baseball player, what would you be doing with your life?
Oh boy, I would be doing something in the sports field for sure. I'm not really sure what, but some type of coaching or something like that.
Matt, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.